is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. We have a healthy dose of School of Fools. As usual, I can't fucking find what I'm looking for. Effort to find this.
And a healthy dose. And what was the first thing we were going to talk about? Healthy or non-healthy food? That's what people say when they looked at their school lunch when we went to school.
What the fuck is this thing? All right. We have one of Joe's finally produced stingers. All right, there's a lot of stuff in here in this first story. It's about how the Trump administration is making public school lunches less healthy. So you're going to hear a lot of studies and stuff like this, and we'll talk about it along the way. But I am warning you, there's a lot to talk about. I think it's important. And, you know, with all the other stuff that's going around this administration, you know, sometimes stuff like this gets overlooked.
Yeah, of course.
But I think it's the type of thing that more people – it's the type of thing we really should be having conversations about.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know. The president serving fast food to Clemson. I think that needs to have a fucking conversation. But if people want to, they can knock themselves out. So more sugary chocolate milk, fewer whole grains, and around 300 extra milligrams of salt. These are just some of the ways the Trump administration has relaxed school lunch nutrition rules put in place during the Obama administration. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue. By the way, if I was going to have an ag secretary, I would make his name. I would make him change his name to Sonny Perdue. It's like somebody who should be in charge of farming. Maybe because of the chicken thing and Sonny, I picture like a bald fucking farmer.
Yeah, especially like the father's son coming up over the farm and a chick.
Yeah, so you get what I'm saying.
Very wholesome picture.
Like that would be like part of the interview. Could you change your name?
Yeah, it's just when you hear that name. You know, you hear Sonny Perdue. Nah, 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 nah. You know, that morning song.
I think that's from like an old cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, that's like that one, the song. Nah, 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 Sonny Perdue.
See, that's always where to go. If you're not sure what Joe's going for, look back to old TV or cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
You can usually find a thread of what we were doing. who heads the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The agency that sets meals for nearly 99,000 schools across the country has argued that the healthier meals fed to kids since 2012 have led some picky eaters to refuse more of the food offered at school. It doesn't do any good to serve nutritious meals if they wind up in the trash unless you're homeless. But recent studies suggest the opposite is true. Kids were eating more vegetables and taking less saturated fat at school under the Obama era rules. The healthier lunches did take some getting used to. So at first, the kids like turned up their nose.
Sure.
But then they go, all right, this is lunch. Guess they're going to fucking make dough.
Yeah.
Like anyway, kids are almost like regular human beings. They
adjust. Yeah.
They adjust.
But they were losing a lot of money because they were throwing out a lot of food.
But they adjusted. But they adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Some of them did.
No, well, the vast majority. You can't please everybody.
No.
But the vast majority of them. It costs more to feed kids healthier meals. And with the administration set on major budget cuts, including spending less on programs that feed children and slashing billions from the education budget, the cost-cutting effects of feeding children cheaper processed foods may be a primary reason for the rollback. Under the Obama-era rules, all bread, cereals, and pasta served to school children had to be at least 50% whole grain. But the USDA now says that feedback from the students and schools indicates they're having a hard time finding the full range of products they need and that their students enjoy in whole grain-rich form. So the kids actually like this stuff better now.
Mm.
Whole grains are rich in fiber and protein, as well as B vitamins and minerals, which are good sustenance for your muscles, digestive system, tissues, and bones. Kind of shit kids need.
Yeah, you think.
What's more, the United States Department of Agriculture's website explains that whole grains are important for helping young growing minds feel full longer so they stay alert and concentrate at school. We often talk about why all these kids have ADD or feeding with fucking sugar. White bread is full of sugar. Your body breaks that down into sugar. That's why you're fucking hyper and then you crash.
Yeah.
You know, when I was watching what I was eating, I wasn't eating the white breads. I was eating the whole grain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I admit I like white bread better, but I'm an old fuck. But, you know, I learned, and I ate it, and you start to get a taste for it. Go, all right, this isn't so awful.
Yeah, you do. You just.
Yeah. In contrast, refined grains, which have been stripped, ooh, sexy, of the nutrient-rich outer shells, get processed more quickly in the body and turn into sugar, which can cause people to overeat and promote weight gain. How often do we talk about how fat these kids are?
Oh, my God, all the time we're talking about the fattening of Americans. It starts when you're a kid.
Long-term studies have shown that more refined carbohydrate consumption can lead to diabetes and heart disease. Eating whole grains, on the other hand, can prevent these problems. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration's nutrition rules were designed to essentially cut current salt levels in school lunches in half by 2022.
Well, all Americans have consumed way too much sodium because we're eating processed food.
We eat shit.
Yeah.
We eat garbage. Yeah. Even when we think we're eating healthy, like you'll get like canned green beans or canned peas, full of sodium.
Sodium.
Yeah. You know, food isn't meant to be kept for 3 years.
What?
I know. Both low and high salt diets are associated with increased mortality. Recent studies suggest that the ideal sodium consumption level for kids is around 3 to 4 grams of sodium per day. Current school lunches are about 1.2 to 1.4 grams of salt, and the Trump administration is keeping that the same until at least 2024.
Okay.
Nutrition experts say the target set in the Obama-era rules might have gone too far. The sodium requirement may have been too restrictive, Susan Gross, a child nutrition expert at Johns Hopkins. Under the Obama-era rules, added sugar and flavoring was only permitted to skim milks, but now chocolate 1% is allowed too.
Yay.
But any carton of flavored milk, regardless of its content, isn't a good choice for kids. More than half of the U.S. children in school today are on track to be obese by age 35. Gross said that the sugary drinks at school may be contributing to that epidemic. A single carton of flavored milk adds about 4 teaspoons of sugar to a child's daily diet.
Yeah.
And listen, we're having more than one carton.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's delicious. Part of the argument for relaxing the lunch nutrition rules, which were first established by the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act rolled out nationwide in 2012, is that students weren't eating the healthier food offered at school, but studies show that's not true. A 2014 study in the Journal of Child Nutrition and Management reported that school kids were eating more fiber and less saturated fat, while another in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine said that they were consuming around 15% more fruits and vegetables. A third study in childhood obesity noted that nutrition changes do not increase total placed weight. So it kind of goes to the instinctual thing, well, they're not eating the food. You got three studies here.
They're saying that they are. What did you say about plate waste?
It's not increased plate waste.
Oh, good.
They're not throwing the shit out.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Because you're hungry,
you
eat the shit.
Right.
Have celery, you fuck.
He also was saying, there's another article here, they were saying that there was some schools that had to bring in extra dumpsters because they were throwing so much food away.
Right, but they're saying that was initially an issue, but it's evolved. Yeah, you know, listen to anything. Go listen. You have to drink diet soda, which is very bad for you anyway. You can't drink regular soda. Initially, you're not going to drink the diet soda. You're like, fuck it. Just going to go without. And eventually, you go, all right, the diet. You develop a palate for it.
Sure.
When I first tried diet soda, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I find the other shit too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you develop a palate.
You do. I mean, it takes a little while. What do they say? Like, some experts say that it takes 30 days to develop a healthier habit.
Okay.
But also with the schools and the budgeting, they are eating more whole grains and breads and rolls, but the schools are struggling to find with the limited availability, especially whole grain items, meeting the students' needs.
The USDA is leaving in place the rules that require children getting federal assistance for school lunch to put at least some fruit or vegetables on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
In August 2017, reporting by the Hechinger Report, a nonprofit news organization covering inequality in education, suggests that kids from low-income families living along the Mississippi Delta are genuinely excited about the food they're fed in free breakfast and lunch programs at school, such as apples and carrots.
Because
you know what? If you don't get fresh fruits and vegetables, your body actually craves it.
Yeah.
It's like when I go away on the road for like a week or a couple weeks or whatever it is, and I'm eating fast food, which I never eat when I'm home.
Right.
By the time I get home, I'm like into fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah,
like I could go for a salad. I don't need the Clemson White House special of burgers and fish fillets and shit like that. You know, a nice salad's good.
Well, there was one time we went on the road. We're going on the road for a week, and we go, we're going to eat healthy.
Yeah,
we're going to eat healthy on this tour. There wasn't a fucking leaf of lettuce during that whole damn. it's impossible though.
It's really
basically
hard.
Impossible.
But when I came home, I was eating salads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your body craves it.
Yeah.
It craves these vitamins and nutrients. And let's see. According to the report, Shaw, Mississippi resident Betty Newsom said her grandson might get more of the food he really needs at school, but not at home. You're talking about very poor families.
Right.
Healthy food is expensive. You can get a loaf of white bread
mm-hmm.
for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
A cheap loaf of whole grain is $2.49.
Exactly.
It's a lot. You can get canned peaches for 69 cents, a dollar a can. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to get fresh peaches, it's going to cost you 99 cents, $1.49.
But it's bringing up a lot of school budgets. So if people are that concerned, let them make the fresh food at home and have the kids bring
it
in.
But these kids don't have it. That's what I'm saying. They're talking about poor families where they don't have it. That's why this is the only place where these kids can eat healthy. And remember,
sometimes it's the only place the kids can eat.
That's true, too.
They're the only meals they get that day.
People think that, like, people living in poverty are all, like, don't have a house over their head. No, a lot of these kids...
They're starving.
They don't have other meals.
Yeah. There would be no breakfast and lunch. And,
right.
And there might not be dinner when they get home.
But at least
they're getting something.
Right. Gross said that's the common situation nationwide. For some students, the only whole grains they consume may be those from foods received from supplemental food programs, such as school meals. And we've already heard why it's important that these kids are eating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A childhood diet high in processed foods has been associated with a higher likelihood of depression and anxiety later in life. A poor diet in the first years of a child's life can also increase their risk for behavioral and emotional problems. Why are all these kids fucking acting out? Because we're feeding them shit.
Yeah.
You know, you add that with all the other stuff going on in their life.
It's like, get that kid on Adderall because we've given him all kinds of sugar and he's running around like a nut. So let's drug him.
Yeah. But some research suggests making healthy diet changes can effectively prevent some depressive episodes, that eating lots of fruit and vegetables, fish, and whole grains can reduce a person's risk for depression overall. I know people who, when they eat healthy, they feel much better.
Absolutely.
I'm not one of those people. I like eating shit. But but I mean, there are people that, like, when they're eating a healthier diet, they feel better. They have more energy.
Yep.
They feel better about themselves. They're less depressed.
Yep.
I mean, if we're talking about fucking students, you know, kids whose emotions are already going all over the place because of hormones and everything, it just seems so crucial. Researchers say the eating patterns that kids establish early in life typically follow them into adulthood. As a group of Canadian researchers put in 2007, if children are to learn to prefer and select healthy foods, they need early positive repeated experience with those foods. One study showed that simply making lunch line offerings more nutritious by serving more salads, fruits, and sandwiches instead of tacos and hamburgers led students to consume 28% fewer grams of unhealthy food.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids are given the option. So a lot of these kids are actually going to eat the better stuff.
They become healthier
especially
habits.
Especially if they know they're getting the fucking burger and taco at home because their parents don't buy or can't afford fresh fruits and vegetables. We're very lucky where we live because we're right by a major port in Manhattan where we have access to all these fresh fruits and vegetables
fish.
Right. A lot of places, they don't have that.
No.
Behavioral research shows you have to offer nutritious foods to kids over and over and be consistent. Considering that 20% of kids eat breakfast at school, more than 90% get their lunch there. The grains and sugar preferences they develop in the cafeteria likely shape the nutrition changes they make for life. I believe we should keep the Obama regulations. It seems to be working. There seems to be studies behind it. You know, we say the kids are the future. That's what most of us fucking say. Some of us say fuck these kids, but most of us say the kids are the future.
Right.
And we're tired of these kids that don't have an attention span and are fat and are lazy and this, that, the other thing. That's the people that complain about kids. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're seeing in studies that food is a big part of that.
Absolutely. If you're going to try to fight obesity, you certainly have to start with helping the kids develop good habits. And also, I mean, as we said before, you know, the kids who are underprivileged, this is the only food that they're going to get that day. So do you want to just give them a whole lot of crap, or do you want to help Americans, you know, have full stomachs and have nutritious food? I think it's a no-brainer.
Now, Joe brought up the cost of it and everything.
Right.
Which is a valid concern. If you hadn't just given a huge tax cuts to the richest people in the country.
Right.
At some point, we got to make a decision.
You know, I'm not the richest person in the country, and I got a tax cut. And let me tell you something, it's been very helpful. Also,
but you don't have any kids, and you we've already established
but the
on this show.
But the thing about it is the taxes are high enough.
If you lived in your same house, you would have gotten a tax increase.
No. I know I would not.
With
and
the salt,
I,
yes, you would.
No, and I asked somebody who would have no fucking clue. My accountant. I went over with my accountant, and who's been doing my taxes in that house for 20 years. We went over it, and I would have gotten an increase on that. It would have worked out where I would have gotten still more money back. Okay? On this was something.
Let me just leave it this. If the tax cut was so good, Joe, then in the run-up to the last election, President Trump would have made up out of thin air that we have a middle-class tax cut going. If it was that good and helping that many people in the middle class, he wouldn't have made that shit up, which he did. I didn't make it up. He said
a lot more on my paycheck, a lot more on a lot of people's paychecks.
33%. 33% of the people. So you're one of the lucky ones. Good. But, you know, that's not everybody. And we've already established on the show you really can't relate to people who are trying to raise children. You're not you don't really.
I relate to my school taxes is what I relate to.
I understand.
Which are very hip. No, because money's no object sometimes with you. Well, no, we'll just pay you. We'll just, no, if
but
we have,
no object,
if we have to spend more, if we have to spend more, you know what? We're spending enough.
We spent more money on the military than they asked for. We gave them more money than they asked for. We outspend, what is it, like the top 15 low next military spending with Russia and China?
The next biggest country.
You never have an issue with that. You don't have an issue with the wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for, according to the problem. You have an issue when it comes to things.
Social programs.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because social programs are run in a bureaucratic society, and there's cost overruns. They're not spending correctly. And basically what they do, they'll squander the money, and then they'll just ask for more.
You don't have those same concerns when the Pentagon loses tanks. We did that story one of the first years. They lost a bunch of equipment in fucking Iraq.
Yeah. And they also lost. They also lost three. I forgot what the during the Obama administration. I forgot what the figure was. They also lost. I think like $1.2 billion. You didn't know where it went.
Great, that's a fucking problem. But it's not just in the social programs. I'm saying you're only concerned when they're losing shit in the social.
But
programs.
I'm also concerned what they're spending on the military budget, where they might.
I just told you they got more than they asked for.
Yeah, but you want to know something? It's also where they're allocating it. Okay, you might say they got more than they asked for. There are jets that can't fly because they don't have spare parts.
There are jets that they have that they didn't want. They keep on giving them tanks. They're like, we don't fucking need this many tanks. We barely use tanks. But because talk about fucking social welfare, here's what it is. We have a fucking military welfare. The military industrial strait is a welfare program because you have all these senators and congressmen who want to take care of their districts where these companies are focused. So they just throw money at them and feed money. But you're never concerned about that.
I didn't say I never was concerned about that.
I've never heard you bitch about
that. I'm never concerned about that. I think that the military budget should be where there's been generals that are saying that it's not being allocated correctly.
We agree. But what I'm saying is have the same fucking outrage and say find the don't stop making tanks that they're not asking for and feed the kids, because you know who's going to drive these fucking tanks? Kids!
But here's the deal. You say, well, where's your outrage on that? Well, we brought up the topic, and I'm, you know, saying my discourse I have on that the same way we're doing this topic, and I have the same discourse on that.
Right, but you don't want to throw any money at this. They're telling you they're telling you the benefits for society, for our next generation, for our military, the people who are going to be using all this technology, and you don't want to give that money, but you're willing to let the Pentagon get more money than they fucking asked for. You're willing to have tax. You're willing to have the top 1%. I'm glad you.
I never said that.
But I never.
Where did
that
I
outreach.
Say? But so
you,
you never heard.
Outreach from him.
But you never. But you just because you never brought that topic. You never brought that topic up. You just brought that topic up now. It's not like we've been going over and over. And I said, give them all the money. I think that's fine. I told you about this, and then you said, well, how about this? And then I just gave you my opinion.
What about
that?
A wall? That was Mexico was supposed to pay for it. Why is it? That was the fucking selling point. We all saw the fucking rallies. They were very entertaining.
Right.
Who's going to pay for it? Mexico. That was the fucking selling point. He had on his website, Mexico might write us a check. Mexico will write us a check. A 5 or 10 or whatever $1 billion. He had that on his website. And that gets all forgotten now. But I didn't forget because I pay attention to shit. And you shouldn't forget either. Because if we're going to have that wall, Mexico better fucking pay for it. Because as we've just established, we could certainly use this money on other things.
Well, here's the deal. You do feel you've been sold a bill of goods. Okay? So you overlook that in a sense. All right. Where do we need the security? Do we need this wall? Do we need the wall? What is it going to, you know, $5 billion? Aircraft carrier is $15 billion. You know, we also need that. So you need to look. We do have a crisis with immigration. There are parts of the boundaries of the country in that area.
I don't understand how we have a crisis when it's at its lowest fucking rate in years.
I don't know. I see a fucking caravan of 2,000 people swarming the border. I think that's a crisis. I see border agents showing you, here's an area right here that there's nothing here.
There are certainly places where a physical barrier can be of use. I don't think anybody Anybody would deny that. The compromise that they can't get to, which is very obvious, is we'll allocate X amount. And by the way, there's already been billions of dollars allocated for this shit that they're not even using yet. That's true. We're gonna allocate, we'll say the 5.7. Is it all going to go to a wall? No, we're going to use it for some drones and paying some people more and this thing. Where a physical barrier is the best way to deal with it, right. We will build a physical barrier. We're not going to build a 2,000-mile wall, which is what he fucking said, because it's stupid. And there's better ways and cheaper, more to your point, more efficient and cheaper ways to do it. If the president would just come off the fucking wall, if he wouldn't listen to fucking Hannity and Ann Coulter, the government would be open. You would be happy with better border security. I'd be happier with better security. The people on the left would be happier. The people on the right would. Nobody's denying that there's an issue. We're just saying the wall is not the end all be all. All right,
now here's where I'm going to cut 20 minutes of the show. I agree with you because the optics are bad. He's not handling the optics of this correctly.
It's just not the correct way to do it. And it just proves that he's not a deal maker, because this is the fucking easiest deal they've had. The Democrats and Republicans, if Trump would just sign off, this shit would be done. So that's why it's not about the money. You don't care that he's run up the fucking deficit like nobody's business. You don't give a shit about it. That's what I'm saying. Just be consistent. I'm saying, I've always been like, if the money's going to good stuff, like if our military needs stuff, if they're saying we need the money for this equipment and this is going to protect us, I'll be the one to go fucking write the check. Raise my, if it's going to keep us safe, write the fucking check. And I'm the same way with social programs. If it's going to something that is tangible and managed correctly, which is always a problem with government.
Right.
Right. But
this is the worst argument ever. Because I'm about to go, and further. Oh, you just answered my, all right. you're actually taking my thunder away, because you're right. That's the problem with this and that, you know.
Those are the only people we have. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to like this. A lot of the people that have been jettisoned from the Trump administration, only the best people, were fucking scoundrels, and we're fucking milking the money for personal good. Our taxpayer money for like fucking private phone booths and bullshit and the trips to Fort Knox and all other bullshit. Our fucking tax money, that should outrage you. We agree.
I'm going to cut another 10 minutes off the show. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Well, yeah. I just want you to fucking hold this administration to the same account you would hold the Obama administration or the Hillary Clinton or whoever's administration. Just play by the same fucking rules. That's all I ask for. Because I'm seeing bullshit going on here and I'm not liking it. And I'm that's the thing about me. I'm always consistent. If it's going to do good, if we're better as a nation, if our kids are better and they can function better, that means our future is better. Fucking put the money in. If our military,
it's the whole problem in the political system everywhere, even down to your smallest government. Now, you mentioned we're spending all this money on the military and blah 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 blah, blah, and it's not even going where it's supposed to go. And half the reason, and I'm not saying it's justified. It's the explanation. Half the reason is that you have all these defense contractors in these areas that you have these politicians that have to answer
That's
to the constituency, right? Exactly like that. And then you got to really analyze. It's the same thing where you go, you know, and going back to the school budget on this, where is this going? But a lot of times with the school budget, and I've said this before, while the teachers need more money, yeah, they deserve more money, you know, and they think, well, that's why our taxes are high. No, because what happens is that there's no accountability. If you've gotten the maintenance department in a school, and what they'll do is they have, let's say, for argument's sake, they will have a $30,000 budget for maintenance in the school that year. And they're at $25,000. They want more money the next year. So what do they do? They'll order 7 water coolers that they're never going to fucking use to bump that up.
So it's an account.
It goes from your local level and it goes to a national level. So I'm not going to sit here and go, that's not true. No, it is true. So but it's such a broad scope, whether it's a tank, whether it's buying, you know, a vegetable, like they're saying, there's a lot of places where in a cultural society, certain cultures and part of the country want to eat this sort of food. They don't want to eat whole grains. There's a problem in getting whole grains. So it's a whole.
What I would say to you, although I don't agree with it, the president said he would drain the swamp. Now, in my opinion, he is not. But I would say to you, if you believe the president is going to drain the swamp, then that would mean these things should be running more efficient than ever. You would not have that waste. So this money that these schools are asking for would actually be going to where it's supposed to go and be used properly. Now, again, I said I don't believe that. But to follow, if you believe in President Trump, you should believe that we got the guy who's going to put the people in place where we're not going to waste the money, where the schools are going to get their whole grain bread at the best quality at the best price, and you're not going to be fucking duking, you know, some contractor down the road. Right. I mean, if that's what you believe, that this guy's going to drain the swamp, then you should be more confident that when he spends money, it's going to go to its intended destination.
Well, the whole thing, the whole basis was cutting regulations. One of the regulations was the Obama, you know.
But I think a lot of this is because it's Obama. We've seen that, like, he cuts shit that doesn't even make sense. You go, well, it's got Obama's name on. I think there's certainly a spite angle. Because you really can't make the argument. And we had this conversation with the guy who left in disgrace, what, with the FDA, where all of a sudden they were, like, putting pesticides on. They were allowing pesticides, which we weren't, but now we are. And it was, like, harming kids and the brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Common sense says, let's not poison the kids. Common sense says, wait a minute, you know, we could cut down on big fucking pharma pumping our kids full of Adderall and all sorts of shit if we just give them better food. Yeah, and we could cut down on which we're going to pay for anyway. We're going to pay for inflated health care, the more people who need the system. We're going to get in the end in the way. It makes sense, common sense, to take care of the kids.
Yeah, it's not always, I mean, I know you're going to yell at me and go, oh, you know, it's fine and dandy, just keep raising the taxes. No, I don't want to pay a ton of taxes. But there are some things that, even if it's hard to source the food that we're looking for, it should be imperative that we do that,
you know,
because it's the right
this.
Thing to do, and sometimes you have to look at what is the cause versus the effect. You have to look at, you know, what we're saying about providing good nutrition for kids so that they're going to be healthy kids, healthy adults, because you don't want to have to be paying medical things. You don't want to roll back every program that Obama ever set up because you think he's a son of a bitch and made fun of you at a press dinner. You do want to have some things, like, you don't want to roll back every environmental control that we have, so that we keep poisoning our citizens.
We are paying our farmers
our
to grow corn, which is full of sugar. Let's pay these fucking farmers to make. If we're going to pay our farmers anyway, to keep them in business with our tax dollars,
have them grow bulgur wheat.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Less fucking corn, because we've already established it's not the best fuel in the world.
Yeah, and just because they have a really good, lobbying committee doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do.
That way, the price for some of these things goes down. So, all right. So that's now onto more fun stuff. That was a good conversation, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a white public school teacher. Who claims she was wrongfully fired over a controversial lesson on slavery, which she was accused of having black students lie on the floor while she stepped on their backs, plans to sue the city for $1 billion. And it's not like she whipped them, people. Patricia Cummings, 37, was canned in October after complaints about the highly unorthodox teaching method that left some students feeling humiliated and singled out by the exercise. But Cummings insisted that she initiated the lesson in her class in the Bronx in good faith, and only one student and her parent objected. Her sacking and the torrent of criticism that followed has rendered her permanently unemployable, Cummings said at a press conference alongside her lawyer. I have no career at this point. She filed a $120 million lawsuit in Suffolk County, where she lives.
I don't know why she filed it in Suffolk County for. Why it should be filed in a city? For folks that are in the country, Suffolk County is like two counties over out of the city.
She don't want to pay the toll. Fucking expensive.
Yeah, Long Island, yeah.
from the city Department of Education to Mayor Bill de Blasio to media outlets. But Liotti said they plan to build a $1 billion class action case with other teachers claiming similar forms of discrimination. Cummings said she was initially cleared after an internal school investigation, but the case was revived after media reports on the incident. The teacher said her suit will be supported by the testimony of a black teacher at the school who witnessed the lesson. The colleague found it effective and said he would not have objected if his own kids had taken part. The 20 seconds of a teachable moment changed my life, she said, adding that she was pelted with emails calling for her murder and was widely vilified as a racist. Anyone who's met me knows I don't have that bone in my body, she said. I was brought up, you treat everybody the way you want to be treated. I don't know anybody wants to be stepped on. Anyway, Leota argued Thursday that the lesson only drew objections because of his client's race. How does the city of New York expect to attract effective teachers when people like Patricia Cummings have to go through this kind of abuse? It's outrageous. The education department initially reassigned Cummings before firing her after an investigation, according to agency spokesman Doug Cohen. Their probe found that she used poor judgment but did not substantiate the corporal punishment charge. Miss Cummings was terminated based on thorough investigation and review of her performance. All right. I don't understand what she was going for by stepping on students. I feel like, much like Pete Townsend could have probably researched child porn in a better way, I feel like you could teach about slavery better than teaching stepping on black kids. I that's just me.
Yeah, not having been present in the classroom myself, I don't know if you know, I mean, you know, she wasn't like chaining them to the walls and making them row. But
it wasn't in the budget.
Oh, God. But I think that... maybe she was trying to teach them something about, you know, how humiliating and
but couldn't she have avoided that?
Yes.
We don't know what black people look like. Couldn't she have stepped on kids of all different ethnicities?
Yeah, I think just saying, okay, you black kids over here.
Yeah,
No. That was just like subjugating them in front of their classmates. That was not a good approach.
I just don't know if she should have been fired for it. If she has a good record.
Yeah.
I wish that they would have elaborated on
the lesson.
Accused of having black students lie on the floor while she stepped on their backs. They should have elaborated more.
Yeah.
The whole point of this was to show the integrity that the blacks have had, or how slaves treated black, you know, and to show they don't go into
what
that.
What was her lesson plan?
Right.
What was her thought process?
And the thing about
was it only black kids on the floor? Like,
right.
It seems to me
it was only black kids.
Now, yeah. Here's the deal. You have what they call a rubber room for teachers in New York City. It's virtually impossible to get fired.
Yeah.
And they have a room.
It was a room where they handed out condoms, so if you're going to bang the kids.
Jeez.
My God, Volt.
Her name is Cummings. It's not out of the equation. And she's attractive.
All right, you're back in.
Thank you. Back in the rubber room.
but they have a rubber room, and in this room are teachers that have been coming to school. They know their record of coming in is horrible. They might have touched a student. It's impossible to get fired. So, you know, right. They just fast tracked her out of there.
Well, apparently she wasn't fast. Apparently she was cleared of wrongdoing. But then they, you know, according to the lawsuit, then it got media attention and they kind of canned Cummings.
Yeah, they were like, okay, everybody's mad at us for keeping her, so maybe we should look at this
again.
I
don't know if she should be fired.
I don't know if she should be fired because there's not enough.
I can live with the suspension.
There's not, but
some
I don't.
Re-education.
I think it's pretty easy. Stop stepping on the kids. Yeah. I don't know if you need a whole fucking course on that.
No, but re-education is even like a speaking to, you know? I mean, maybe they should just slap her on the wrist and go back in.
You know, listen, I think, especially once it gets the media attention, you got to do something. I just think firing her.
Firing was harsh, way harsh.
I don't know. And because if I'm, and I blame it on the people that wrote this story, accused of having black students lie on the floor while she stepped.
It's your go-to paper.
Then they didn't do a good job in a story.
The Post with their journalism? Go on.
Well, you're having a hard time fighting with me tonight, huh?
I know.
But
I have my, I know how to do it.
It's
funny.
It's a strap hanger special.
But like I said, accused, what is she doing? I wish I had more on this to make a decision.
Yeah.
From what they're putting here.
I like the claim, though, but there was a black teacher present.
I have a black friend.
There was a token.
But her defense is he didn't find it offensive, and the teacher said, I wouldn't have minded if my kids did it. So maybe everybody is being oversensitive.
I don't really know. But, I mean, like, are you looking at this black guy and saying that he's the speaker for all black people and their
feelings?
But
only one student and mother complained.
I know. So it's like...
It doesn't seem like everybody was upset by it.
But like I said, with the explicit, I do a joke in my act about Mark Twain, the N-word.
Yeah.
And I preface it in my act that the N-word...
It doesn't like being called that, by the way.
The N-word can be used fully to show the indignity of that word.
Right.
And it's fully used through the book Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain.
Yes.
Twain wrote that book right after the Civil War, and he put that word in to show the indignity of that word.
Yes.
And it's been educating children on the indignity of that word. Now, with that being said,
you could have read Huckleberry Finn. You didn't have to step on the kids.
But what I'm saying is this. It's a tight line where I really have to do that setup damn clear and damn tight on
right.
that. Because I go, yeah, he put the N-word in the book. I don't know what the big deal is. What do you mean you know what the fucking big the word is? He put it through the book. The explanation is there of why.
Yes.
Why? I don't know why in this story.
I don't understand why.
I think her argument that she's unemployable, I think if she's unemployable, that's her fault. The fact that she got fired doesn't make her unemployable. The action that she did would make her unemployable. If schools don't want to bring you in because you stepped on their black students. That's nobody else's fault but your own.
But why?
I understand, but she's claiming that's the whole point of her lawsuit, that she's unemployable. So I'm saying I have a fault with that reasoning.
But the one thing that we don't really clearly understand is what went on in the classroom. What was the intent?
Then she's not unemployable.
No, but she is unemployable now. But the publicity has been this bitch put our kids on the floor.
Yeah, because she was
them.
Cleared. She was cleared of it, and then when there was this backlash, oh, she's got to go. She's a racer.
Yeah,
and now she's unemployable.
Now her name is Mud.
I don't want a teacher stepping on my kid.
I understand that, but don't you want to get an understanding of why? What she was trying to teach the kid. The lawyer didn't explain it. Right, exactly. But what I'm saying is to get to a point where you could go, you know what? All
right,
but if I call you in for an interview,
you can explain to me. That's what I'm saying. She's not necessarily unemployable.
No. If the whole state is looking at this lady in the paper, this teacher, and she's known for the one who humiliated the black children and got fired. Now,
who made her step on the kids?
No.
But that's just the whole crux. It was the action. Who made her? Nobody made her do it. There was no gun. The principal didn't say you must step on the children.
No.
She did the action. Whether it's right or wrong that she's fired or unemployable or not employable, she did it.
But yes, she did it. But what we don't understand was what was the basis behind it.
Which is what I'm saying. She may or may not be unemployable. I don't know if she's unemployable. But if she is unemployable, it's her own fault.
But if you go in and say I'm unemployable, you go in front of the judge. Well, because of this, because of that, this and that. The other thing, and let them make a decision on that.
I don't think it has any merit.
Or not.
I don't think it has any
merit. I think it does have merit.
Blaming the media. So you don't want the media to report shit now?
Well look how they're reporting it. They didn't even explain what the fuck happened here.
That's a Rupert Murdoch paper, regardless if I read the Post or not. I read it too.
All right, but the damn story doesn't tell you what's going on here.
The Daily News is for fall into pieces. What choice do I have?
And this is what teachers have to deal with these days, is that in some cases, rightfully so, but there will always be the kid who goes home and says, you know what happened in school today? And the parent goes, that's an outrage. And they'll go marching in and dressing down the teacher.
But the other teacher didn't say it didn't happen. Just said I didn't have a problem. Even the defense is not that it didn't happen. The defense is like, oh, I didn't have a problem with it.
Yes, but we weren't in the room and we don't know what happened.
Nobody's denying that she stepped on black children.
Right.
That's the problem. Don't step on common sense. You can give me a
But let's find out why. Is she fired or is she suspended?
Well, she's fired. But what I'm saying, in this basement, you could lay down wall to wall black kids. I'm going to try to find the spaces in between the black kids so I can fucking get to the stairs. Because I know, in my stupid pea-brain head, don't step on the black
kids. Then you want to know something? Yeah, but still.
Don't step on the white kids.
No, but what was the teaching point on that? You know, if you're firing her for being stupid and stepping on children's backs.
Yes.
Then you want to know something? All right. Let's change. She was fired because she was stepping on children's backs. She didn't use any discretion, and she should have used her head. And we can't have teachers stepping on children's backs.
Can you imagine if she was 500 pounds like a lot of these fucking teachers? But she's just a hot piece of ass. That's why we even had to stick with me.
She stepped on. She could have hurt these children. It was a dangerous situation. We cannot tolerate something like this. And in lieu of that, we're letting her go. Now, there's an explanation to it, is an understanding.
But she doesn't even show any remorse.
But wait,
because she was fired, but she's not saying, you know what?
In retrospect, maybe I shouldn't have stepped on the kids.
But that's not the point of the firing. The point, she was fired over being racist on black children. We don't know
She said she was called a racist, which is wrong. She said she was called a racist.
Right.
That's not why she was fired. She said she was called a racist.
But the article says teacher fired for making black students play slaves in class. The headline is not saying teacher fired for putting children in danger.
Are you familiar with the New York Tabloids?
But what I'm telling you is that we have to look at what the charge is. What the charge is. And if she is saying...
You're the one who always says these teachers get away with murder and their teachers union is so fucking strong.
Stop! Don't don't sprain your ankle backpedaling. Okay.
No, it's what you say.
It's what this is saying. What is she being fired over? Is it being accused of being a racist for making black students playing slaves or putting children in danger and stepping on them?
I think it's all of that. I don't think it's either or. And I think it's both.
You're thinking. We need to find out what's going on.
What do you want me to tell you?
Get him on the phone. We'll handle this right now.
I'm not doing anything right now.
That's
New York Post, Davenstein. What the hell kind of story is... And Curry loves you guys.
Big fan. Not like the failing New York Times.
And I want to tell you something else, and this is also going to cut 10 minutes off the show. When he calls the failing New York Times, this is where he doesn't get his... The New York Times isn't failing.
No, they're doing quite well.
They're doing very well.
They've never been better.
When he started to make that accusation about the whole rush, the failing New York Times... All right, look. So this is where
they'll take credit while they're doing well.
Yeah.
The magic of Trump.
And the funny thing is, when I heard how well the Times was doing, they really did a great job of more of a long
length. It's the paper he wants to talk to when he has shit he wants to get to go on the record about. He knows they're good.
Yeah.
But
he has to have a nickname for everybody.
But his fans, are told to hate it. All right, listen. I don't think she's got a leg to stand on. I don't think she should be suing them. The fact that she's suing the media for reporting this tells me, it reminds me of our fucking buddy Evan, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, the attorney
Evan
for...
Evan Spencer, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So you don't want the media to report shit now? That's kind of what the media does. You can't sue the media for reporting something that you did. That's my whole point. She did this.
I think it was the media that exacerbated the problem because they reported it.
It's a sensationalized
story. And it was something that was kind of... was fine with the school. We move on. And then
if it happens in my town, it's going to be the talk of the town, too. If you got a white student, a teacher stepping on black kids to teach slavery.
What we're saying is that the way that this is reported, it's unclear if it is unfair and if they are slandering her.
In the article, she never denies it happened.
Yeah, but
she never said I stepped on everybody.
Okay, but that's the problem with the article.
Then make it that she got fired for stepping on children and putting their lives in danger. Don't come out with a story for making black students play slaves.
But if she only stepped on the black kids.
Because it was a teaching moment.
Really? Nobody stepped on me.
But we don't know the backstory of why. Maybe if there was an explanation on why, you might agree with it, or you could still take your position of disagreeing
again,
on it.
Again, much like Pete Townsend and his quote unquote
research. No,
I don't need
to. Do you know what the teaching moment was on this?
I know something about the Civil War. I don't recall.
Do you specifically know what her teaching moment was on this?
She's gonna fucking know for the rest of her life.
But that's half the reason for the suit. But you can't. You need to get to the bottom
if it
of
it. Such a good method. Do you think she'd be the only one that came up with it? If it was so fucking profound, would she be the only one in this nation all the years of teaching about the Civil War? This little hotsy-totsy is the only fucking genius? I don't think so.
But let's hear about that. All right, fine. But what was the method?
What was going on?
You think your show is good. With all the other shows
I'm
out there.
I'm not stepping on black people.
But still, it's...
I would be called a problem, and they'd be right.
But I would love to find out what the teaching lesson is. You want to make a decision. You're always...
So call her up. She's got free time.
No, but you're always... I need to know the fact, because I need to make an informed decision. You're not making an informed decision because you don't know the facts.
Yeah, based on this crappy article.
It's a fucking newspaper. What do you want me to tell you?
No.
You read this shit all the time.
I read the shit all the time. It was not written.
Is it the National Enquirer?
But before you make the decision on it, you want to know what the teaching method, the teaching thing was.
It's the New York Post. It's as good as we got.
I know.
What about the New York Times?
Tweets can't even spell hamburger right anymore.
Come on.
All right.
Now. Learning more about the Fairfield substitute teacher accused of public indecency in a classroom. A police report says several students got video of the incident at Creekside Middle School. Officers saw video taken by a 13-year-old student. The report also says Abraham admitted to officers that he fondled himself while watching an explicit video on his cell phone. He's been fired from Fairfield schools.
We don't know what the video was and how explicit it was.
No, they said it was...
No, that's very clear.
No, it was clear.
That's clear.
But we only had a few students complaining. The others were fine.
It's not sex ed. It was...
They explained what happened.
They explained it.
He was irresistible.
No.
He couldn't keep his hands off.
It was explicit material, and he wanked his rod in front of the kids.
They never took it
Fired!
Out. He never took it out.
Doesn't matter. You can tell when pocket pool is going
Look,
on.
Look, if you're grabbing your cock like a
honk horn. Right now, you seem to be fine.
Well, it doesn't offend me. I'm just saying, I'm not 13 years old.
I'm stepping to a couple black children while I'm doing. How do you like them apples?
You can't grab cock like a honk horn while you're in the middle of class, okay?
You can't Sorry. What now?
You can't grab your cock like a honk horn while you're in the middle of class.
Honky.
I'll tell you this, though. We are very sexual beings. You know how, like, we had smoke breaks? Everybody had smoke breaks? Like in
school?
Well, kids went outside in between periods, but like teachers would go out to the fucking parking
lot. Oh, yeah.
And even in your job where you work, people have smoke breaks.
We used to have my dean, Mr. Engert, would haul you in for smoke and sit you down and fucking light up a cigarette while he's fucking suspending you. Motherfucker.
Really?
Less people are smoking these days.
Yes.
Maybe we should have wank breaks.
There was a story that came out today. It was on WOR this morning. WOR this morning that there was a professor, an English professor. They did a study, and he was suggesting that there should be masturbation breaks at work, where it could take it would take
He's
away the
wrong.
Stress.
That's called lunch.
Problem is, you need a nap.
Yeah,
so it's got to be a lengthy. Break.
But I can't be the day program and go. I'm going to be on D&D for about 5 minutes. I'm going to go jerk off. That last customer was an asshole.
Sure, I mean, you're going to have Purell in the fucking office.
We can use euphemisms. It would be okay.
Seriously, though, you know what? It would take away a lot of the sexual fucking tension.
I would really just like to have a nap.
Right, but
it's like somebody calls. He can't. He's busy right now. Where he's pulling his cock like an accordion. He'll be back in 5 minutes.
That's
painful. Doesn't sound pleasurable at all. Sounds like his cock pissed him off.
Daddy's got a squeeze bottle.
That's about sex, right? That song.
Yeah.
Yes, about squeeze. Bosoms.
Yes,
is that what it is?
Yes.
No, not
bosoms. No, actually, it's about an accordion. It's about accordion.
No, because it's in and out. And I think there's more.
What do you think a fucking accordion does, stupid? It goes in and out.
No, I think there's a euphemism there, Joe.
It's about Mama's box. It goes in and out.
Obviously, there was a double entendre on it. Of course.
I wonder what type of research was done for the writing of that song.
Townsend wrote it. Maybe ask him.
Yeah. He's got on his little fucking computer, that pig.
Funny.
I don't know. I mean, listen, the guy's got to go.
You can't splash your sauce in front of the kids.
Even if you keep the sauce inside your pants?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, absolutely not. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe he did that.
Listen, you get horny. I get it.
And you see, you watch the video, guy's a fucking creep. He looks like a creep, the guy.
Oh, he did.
What do you fucking expect him to look like? Brad Pitt?
No, it's good. So you know what creeps look like. You know, it's not breaking this. You know, you don't have to look at people that don't look like creeps. You know, it's a regulation creep.
It is regulation creep.
With the
yes.
regulation white van.
Yeah, he kept the status quo.
I had a white van.
I've rest my case.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing a teacher ever did in front of you?
Suspend me.
Back
in the day, we had one of our gym teacher. And his deal was he used to be a linebacker for the Dolphins.
Oh my God!
Big dude. And if he caught you smoking, you would either take you to the dean's office or you get a punch. You had to take a punch.
Wow.
And you would take the punch because if you didn't, you'd be labeled a pussy. So you'd rather take the punch from him than have word got around that you were a pussy.
Doesn't really sound like the best teaching method.
No, he knocked the kid out. It got fired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shocking. A former NFL linebacker knocked a student out.
You went good.
It's in his DNA.
What's the worst thing that a...
Teacher threw a chair at a student.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jerry Small was a provocateur. He was just such an annoying fucking kid. And he always had a smirk on his face.
Oh, that was like Slater with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see he just pushed buttons, and Mr. Ring lost his shit, and he threw a chair at him. I mean, he went to hit him. He wasn't trying to scare him. He was going to hit him, but Jerry was you know, like a little weasel, and he got out of the way. But I don't remember him getting in trouble for doing it. I just remember everybody sitting there like, holy shit.
We had some... This one guy was a bad guy. He in chop class, he would take the broom and shove it in the forge and then sweep the floor with the broom on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then he did something. I don't know if it was him indirectly, but somebody did something really bad. Dropped acid into one of the wood shop teacher's coffee.
No.
Well, that's a student. That's not a teacher. I mean, like the things a teacher did.
Yeah, but that's a horrible thing.
That's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, he just, you know, about 10 minutes he had to hop on a unicorn and go home, you know. But, yeah, it was bad. But, yeah.
We made our typing teacher snap. Yes, really? Kids, there was a time when we had to take typing in class.
Yeah.
Yes, I was thinking about that this morning.
Like, he would, like, routinely snap, and he would just, like, have these outbursts. We would all call us, like, drug addicts and drug users and shit like that.
I hate that.
And that we're going to, like, wind up in jail and, you know, ranting and raving. Yeah.
I had a professor in college that I watched him snap on a girl. I was almost wanted to land him on his ass. Professor Mamoukas, Greek, and is economics. And you would have a question, and he would go, "It is in the book. It is in the book." And you want to tell him that the book isn't really explaining it. Well, he wrote the fucking book.
Oh.
And there was a girl, almost had a girl in tears one
Greek
night.
To you.
Yeah.
Hey, you give me that one.
I don't know. That's too easy.
It's still
fun. It's too easy. But he almost had a girl in tears one night, and I'm like, I almost stood up and said, "You motherfucker, we could barely understand you, and number two, your book sucks a dick." Or a Savlaki.
Actually did, page 146.
Yeah.
Oh, look, diagrams.
I'm going to the library. I didn't know books could
do that. So, yeah, he lost it. And it's like, because you can tell he's a friend. We can't understand what he's saying. He's got a thick Greek accent. His book, you can't understand his fucking book either. You know, and this poor girl was having a problem keeping up. You know, instead of trying to, you know, help or so go slow, he just fucking yelled at her.
What an asshole.
And that's why we need to build a wall. These fucking Greeks coming in here ruining classes.
With their grape leaves.
We had this one science teacher in, I think it was 7th or 8th grade. He was having a midlife crisis or something, because one year he looked like Mr. Nerd in his little like zip up sweater with the patches on the elbows.
Right.
And, you know, he just had this like very square haircut and everything. And then the next year he started coming in with, do you remember Kiana? It was like fake silk. He came in with
because we're men.
Cheap synthetic. No, well, it was a man. It was during.
Right, but why would we remember? Look
it
at
was
us.
Like, it was like disco era.
He wears
era.
Plumbing equipment, and I don't even care that much.
It was like disco era, and so like fake synthetic silk shirts were in. And he wore that, and he dyed his hair, and it came out like yellowy orange.
It's a good look. Yeah, I don't see the problem.
He was in his, like, 50s, and all of a sudden he started wearing like these like slacks. He looked like he was trying to be John Travolta, but it was like he was short and squat and kind of had a square
like John
head.
Denver.
Yeah, no, it was like a tiny Herman Munster in a disco outfit. It was a little scary.
I'm going to disco.
I was waiting a little slow on that one. I figured we'd get that a little quicker for you.
I'm going to roll it and take my time, make sure it went out right.
So he,
a little quality, my friend. You know, I don't just sit here. I, you know, make sure things just go just so.
Yes, you do.
He said to this one girl, get that beaker over there and go next door and to the girl's room and fill it with water. So she goes and she goes get water and fills the beaker with water. And when she came back, he took it from her and he drank it. She thought it was for an experiment or something. She didn't think he was going to drink.
He was thirsty.
She didn't clean the beaker or anything. God only knows.
How did we get from a guy jerking off in front of his students to he took a drink? I mean, really?
I don't know. I think
it's the same. Times have changed.
Yes.
What's wrong with these teachers today?
I don't know. No. Well, we don't have any teachers jerking off in front of us stories. Sorry.
I have a friend of mine who's a city teacher, and he, being a city school teacher, is rough.
Yes.
And we're at my buddy's house one night, and he can retire early, and he's guy goes, "I'm getting the fuck out." I go, my buddy's like, "Why don't you wait? You get more of your pay." He goes, "I'm done. I'm getting in the fuck. I'm selling a house. I'm getting in a car, and I'm going to be in North Carolina the next
day. Hit you right
day.
With me tomorrow.
Yeah,
tell him to get his shit together. I'm leaving early."
I was like, "The plumbing business. Guys retire. These guys leave on a Friday. They're in a fucking stream in North Carolina Monday morning."
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We are not going to do the other stories I had prepared because time is short.
Aww.
So we will do some. Wow. We're just fucking talking here. And I got a long ride tomorrow, but we can't cheat the folks and not do
that.
Yeah,
I got to be early too.
So on the break, we got new music from Chris. Oh, Christ, it's an entourage. Chris Cowley, Steve S., and Decibel Rockers featuring Denise, spelled weird, LePage. All right. Chris Cowley, Steve S.,
asshole.
Decibel Rockers.
Denise spelled weird.
Look at this shit. Have you ever seen a Denise?
But you don't read it like Denise spelled weird.
Because I was saying
stupid.
It wrong, but I didn't want to be the moron. It's
too late.
He said Denise spelled weird instead.
All right. D-E-N-Y-S-E.
Denise spelled weird.
Thank you. LePage. And the song is 808. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Come back. We'll do some